Welcome to Love You Most. This episode is all about ways to practice self-love. And I feel like in this day and age, it's so easy to give love to other people, but kind of forget about yourself or put yourself on the back burner. So this episode is all about ways to show yourself love. And I think that the more you learn how to show love to yourself, the more you'll realize that you don't really need like other people to bring joy into your life because you can do it on your own by yourself. And I think that when you learn that, it's just such a liberating feeling because you don't feel so like heavily tied to the people you're connected to. Like they are a lifeline to you, but they are able to turn into just like, I don't know, be someone that can come alongside your life journey and not be like an anchor that you feel like you have to be happy, if that makes sense. So I hope you guys really enjoy this episode. We'll have our little book chat segment, and then we will also have our little segment that is about like questions that you guys share that you want me to answer. Before we get into the episode, I want to kind of give you guys just a little like update of what's been happening in my life. You guys have really been liking the updates, and I think it's cool to chat with you guys here because mostly like my long chats are on YouTube. So if you're not watching like the YouTube videos, you probably might miss like a little bit of what's going on in life or what I'm learning. And I don't know, I feel like if we're like friends, I want to share everything with you. And it's kind of nice to be able to do like a little like wrap up here and like chat more. And you guys can kind of get the ins and outs that you're not going to get on Instagram or like TikTok. So we just got back from the most fun, hectic, wildly incredible, adventurous trip that we've probably ever been on. It was so fun. We went to Germany and then we went to Italy. And the Italy trip was actually a gift from Brady for our 5-year anniversary. And I just felt like that was so special. And I feel so incredibly grateful for a husband who would want to like give a gift like that to me and knows me so well that and like knows that I would love to go to Italy with him. And he planned everything, picked the hotel, and I just had the best time. And so I really enjoyed that, but we also have a ton of stuff coming up. And again, we just got back from Mexico and Italy and Germany, and now we're going to be heading to St. Louis this weekend for a wedding. And then we also are going to Reno, Nevada this weekend for an engagement party. So lots of things going on, and I just am so excited for everything that's to come. But I also want to really like soak in my town and relax a little bit more. So yesterday I had so much fun with some friends. We went to a part of the lake and like went swimming outside. And I think I'm actually going to do like a, I don't know, mini series on TikTok or Instagram or something, just sharing like ways that I'm like learning to love my town more, because there's a lot here. And I actually started thinking about this when I was in Europe, how so many people just like hang out outside and relax and swim in like open bodies of water. And I kept thinking like, we have all of this, so I want to utilize it more. So yesterday we went swimming just in the lake and literally felt like a fever dream, had so much fun. And yeah, I just cannot wait to go and do it again. So I am just having the time of my life this summer, and I can't believe that it's almost over. It's wild that we are coming up on August, which my birthday is actually August 4th, and I have some fun plans for my birthday next week with friends, and I'm really excited for that too. And I actually was thinking about how much I've grown between the age of like 30 and like almost 31. And I think the biggest thing that I've learned about myself and the biggest way that I've grown is that I'm learning to be comfortable like opening up myself more than I ever have, and like being comfortable and confident in my voice. Like if you guys were not here before like last summer, like if, or if you were here maybe like last May or June or April, you probably remember like I did not talk very much on like Instagram or TikTok or YouTube about like my feelings or thoughts on life. I shared a lot of like fashion, and there would be a lot of like fashion hauls and like try-ons with music and things like that, which I think are incredible. But now I've kind of switched to sharing more of like my thoughts behind like how I'm growing in life. And I was always scared to do that because with sharing your thoughts and feelings comes criticism. But because I have become more confident in my voice and I continue to become more confident like day by day, I just am able to look back and feel grateful for all the growth that I've had over the years. I don't know. It just is wild how much can happen in a year. And I guess I say all of that to say, if you are in a stage where you're maybe not confident, or you're just like not sure where you want your life to go, or you know what you want to do in life, or like what you're even doing right now, like you just don't know the path to take, like don't stress about it. Like be just in the moment and just like, I don't know, and this is going to sound probably weird, but just like try to relax and enjoy the moment that you're in, because so much can change in a year. Like I was thinking about how my community has grown so much on every like area of like every platform and every like thing that I like create content on, like Instagram. I have, I don't know, like almost 100,000 friends there, and that's 75,000 more friends than like last summer. And I think that there are like 150 friends on TikTok, and like before last summer, I think there were like 13,000 friends there, and there's about, I think 17,000 friends on YouTube. And before last summer, there were like 3,000 or 4,000, which I guess just is like me saying, you really don't know like what is coming and like what's ahead. And so just like take a breather. It's going to be okay. Remind yourself that like so much can change in a year, and you could be a totally different person in a year, and you just never know what's going to happen, what communities you're going to build, or who you're going to connect with. You just never know. So let's get into today's like episode and just talk more about self-love now that I've kind of given you guys like a little update as to just life and what's going on in it. The first way to practice self-love is to take yourself on a solo date. And I think I say this every episode. Like, I'm not even kidding. I say it so much, but it's because I know how important it is. Like, if you're not taking yourself on a solo date, I feel like it is one of the easiest ways to show yourself love. And if you're not doing that, like, what are you doing? Like, it is so fun, but so important too. And I know that it like doesn't probably feel fun when you first do it. It feels awkward and weird, but over time you'll become more comfortable doing it. And I actually like crave solo dates now. I haven't been on a solo date because I've been traveling and just like busy with work since I've gotten back, and I've literally been craving time for myself. So today I'm going to go downtown to, they have this little like concert, like an outdoor concert where you can put down a little blanket and you can listen to some music or read a book. And that's what I'm going to go do. And then I'll probably get ice cream afterward and then call it a night. But I literally thought about like inviting people with me, and I just like can't. I don't know. I just don't want to, because I know that I need this time to fill up my own cup. And I feel like if I'm not doing that, then it's really easy to feel like I need to rely on other people to bring joy into my life. So I really encourage you to take yourself on a solo date. They are so incredibly important for just like learning to love yourself. I feel like if you're not taking yourself on a solo date, how else will you figure out like who you are and what you love? Because when you go on dates, it's kind of like if you were to meet a new friend or like wanted to like get in a relationship with a partner, you would date them. And I don't know why we somehow decided that like we don't need to date ourselves. And so I think when you date yourself, you learn more about what you love. You learn about who you are. You learn what you enjoy. You also learn that you can bring joy into your life without other people. And that is such a huge thing, because it makes you realize that you're not like tied to partners or tied to friendships or tied to like family relationships. Like you can be fine on your own. So take yourself on a solo date. Maybe start small with something that is literally like, I don't know, reading in your backyard. Or maybe go to the park by yourself, go to a coffee shop by yourself, and then maybe work your way up to like a solo trip or solo concert or a solo movie or something like that. But just start. You'll get more comfortable as you do it. And the next way to practice self-love is to start your day off slow by watching the sunrise when you wake up. There is something in the sunrise. I don't even want to say like the wrong thing, but like there's something in the sunrise that actually gives you like a boost and wakes you up. And there's something in the sunset that like, I want to say it like sets off something in your like brain chemistry that makes you want to relax. And so when you watch the sunrise, I feel like it's one of the best ways to start the day because you start off your day really relaxed, but also with something that kind of feels really like, I don't know, like a movie-ish. Like, I don't even know like how to describe it, but like it feels like you're a character in a movie. It really romanticizes your day, and it's just like a really nice way to start it or to end it if you want to watch the sunset. Maybe you're not like a huge morning person, but I do encourage it to like watch the sunrise in the morning because I do think it like sets the precedent for your day. Like when you have a good start to your day, and I'm not saying like wake up, like seize the day, work out. Like I feel like sometimes that gets like a little too much. Like when I hear people just talking about like, you know, conquering, crushing your goals, like first thing in the morning. Like, that's not what I mean. I mean, setting your day off in a way that makes you happy is really important. I think that when you wake up, how you set your day, I feel like sets the tone for the rest of the day. And so if you wake up and like immediately check emails, and then maybe something comes in that's like not really like gonna put you in the best mood, it can set you down a spiral to be like stressed about the day or anxious or just like dreading the day, versus if you wake up, you know, you're still in your pajamas, get a cup of coffee and just go watch the sunrise. And I don't mean like leave your house, like step outside in the front yard, watch it from your couch in your living room, watch it from your back porch or your backyard. Or if you do want to drive somewhere, you could drive or walk like in your neighborhood. I don't know. I just feel like watching the sunrise is really fun and a great way to start your day. Another way to practice self-love is to understand that you are only in control of yourself. I feel like I have to say this often because so frequently I will try to like, I don't know, I don't want to say micromanage because I feel like that's a little much, but I will try to be the author and director of my friends' lives, my family's lives, and just like everyone that I care about because I want them to be like happy. But then I realize like I cannot make them have the life they want. I can't make them do certain things. I can't make them not do certain things. I can only support them or just like be there for them when they need me, but they are the author of their own lives. And so I think when you like really soak that in, it helps you realize that like you can let go of all the expectations that you hold on yourself to take care of other people, or you can at least try to, and you can put a lot of that like same effort into your own self. Because I feel like back to what I was saying with going on solo dates, it is so often that we will just give to everyone else who will take. And I get that when people are in like a deficit and they're like really in need, it's probably not possible for them to give. But I think if you are a giving person, most people probably know that you are. And so they recognize that like, if they need something, they can come to you. Or maybe you're not a giving person, you are that taker, and you are in the point of, you know, being like in need. I still feel like every single one of us has points where we are giving more than we're like receiving from other people or just from ourselves. Like we're not even giving ourselves what we give, like the same energy and effort that we give to other people. So stop doing that. Stop giving every single ounce of your energy to your job. Stop giving all your energy to your partner. Stop giving all of your energy to your family members, to your friends. Give that same energy to yourself. Go and take yourself on a date. Go and relax and read a book, or go and do something that you enjoy. Take yourself to the store and buy something and treat yourself with something that you love. You deserve the same effort and energy that you're giving out to everyone else. And I don't know why you feel like you don't. So I feel like I have to remind myself of that often, but definitely remind yourself that you're only in control of your own actions and like what you do. And you can't like, you just can't be the author and director of everyone else's lives. And this kind of goes into what I was just talking about, but another way to practice self-love is to treat yourself. For a long time, when I was like really broke in college, I just felt like I should never treat myself. I felt like I should save every penny that I had. And then I would get to these points where I would save. And then I would be like, you know what? I've worked really hard. I'm going to spend all my money and just like buy stuff. And that also was like not the best, like, I don't know, thing to do. But I feel like when you have a good balance with treating yourself, you don't feel like you need to just like go out and, I don't know. I don't want to say binge because I feel like that's not the right word, but you don't feel like you need to go out and just like, I don't know, spend all this money at once on yourself because you've spent, you know, 5 or 6 months without like treating yourself. I feel like when you have a healthy balance of like treating yourself and doing things you enjoy, you are able to have a healthy relationship with like your finances and making sure that you're, I don't know, just prioritizing yourself. So treat yourself, go and get some ice cream or go and buy that bag that you want or shoes or go on that trip. Or maybe what you want to do is like have a spa night in your house or just have like a long bath. Maybe you want an hour of reading time alone away from your little ones, or maybe you want like time away from, you know, your classes and homework and you want just like a mini break to yourself. I really, really, really encourage you to treat yourself and take that time to give yourself whatever you need, whatever that is. And obviously, you know what's too much, but I think as humans, we try to like be quote unquote responsible, which ends up with us being in a deficit to like, I don't know, getting what we feel like we need. And so then we get to a point where we're frustrated and we're like, you know what? I'm just going to give myself everything. And then it just like is just terrible. So treat yourself and treat yourself often, but you know your limits. And the next way to practice self-love is to build trust in yourself by keeping the promises you make. This builds so much confidence in who you are. Like if you tell yourself, I'm going to wake up and, you know, watch the sunrise and maybe I'll wake up at 5 a.m. and read a book. And, you know, instead of snoozing my alarm, I will, you know, just have a slow, relaxing morning. I feel like this is something that will build confidence in yourself because you're making promises to yourself and you're keeping them. And so you'll kind of realize that you can really do anything that you put your mind to as long as you like tell yourself that that's what you're gonna do because you have kept so many promises. It's kind of like when someone is like close to you in your life and they say like, hey, can you do this thing for me? And you're like, absolutely, I'll do it. And then you do it for them. The more you do that, they will trust you. And I feel like we also need to do the same thing for ourselves. Like, I don't know. It just sounds funny when you think about it. It's a weird concept, but I feel like we really need to treat ourselves the way that we treat our friends or the people we love in our lives. And sometimes I feel like we drop the ball on that. And the next way to practice self-love is to give yourself permission to live in the moment each day. This is one that, especially for us overworkers, I think that it's one thing that we lack, and I think we lack the ability to do this or do it often because we're constantly thinking about the future. So just give yourself time to just sit in where you are right now and enjoy it. Kind of like what I was saying earlier about how it's, I don't know, really easy to just be like so stressed that you don't give yourself what you need when you need it, like those solo dates or those times of relaxation. I feel like we should really just make sure each day we get a little moment to ourselves, even if it's only like 5 minutes. And so give yourself permission to do that because I think that's so important. And the next way to practice self-love, and this is something you probably hear all the time, but I'm going to say it again because I feel like we do not do it nearly enough, myself included, it is to prioritize sleep. Go to bed. Stop staying up late. Go to bed. Get sleep. You need it. I think Brady was telling me about this study that said that the like healthiest people or like most successful people or something like that, they got like 8 hours of sleep per night, like no exceptions. And I just kept thinking, oh my gosh, I'm literally about to yawn. I'm literally yawning while I say this. Can you tell that I need to like take my own advice? But I feel like I heard that and I was like, that's such a wild concept because I mean, sleep is so important, but we don't really realize how important it is. And I think part of that is because we live in a culture where the people around us are like glorifying not getting sleep and not relaxing, if that makes any sense at all. And, you know, the more you stay up and the more that you are just like go, go, go and traveling and working super hard or working super late or, you know, staying out super late at night and going to the bar or, I don't know, just doing things that keep you up and going, going, going all the time. I feel like that's so glorified. It is not glorified to go to bed at a decent hour and get 8 hours of sleep. And it should be. So let's start glorifying sleep and relaxation and just being slow, because maybe the more we do it, the more the people around us will also feel like it's normal to just go to bed and get our pajamas on and get cozy in bed and relax. And the next way to practice self-love is to let go of the idea that you have to be perfect. I really feel like I used to struggle with this more with friends than with like my career or anything like that, because I've always been someone who has been very hard on myself, but with friends especially, I feel like I don't give myself enough grace to make mistakes or to say the wrong thing. And so sometimes I would hang out with friends and I felt like I would say the wrong thing, and then I would think about that thing for weeks and weeks. And I should have just realized, like, I mean, I'm human. Just, they're not going to be thinking about what I'm saying, you know, 3-4 weeks from when I said it. And I think that goes with so many different things. Like, you just need to let go of the idea that you have to say the right thing always, that you have to do the right thing always. We're human. We will make mistakes. We will falter. We will not be perfect because we're not robots. It's literally impossible for us to be perfect. And I think the sooner that we realize that, the better. And the last way to practice self-love is to speak to yourself the same way you would talk to a friend. And I feel like I've talked about this so much in this episode, so I don't need to go into it into like too much detail, but I don't know, I just want to remind you, like, you should speak to yourself the way you speak to a friend, because you are just as incredible and unique and just amazing as the friend that you have in your life, or the friend that you look up to, or the family member that you look up to and love. That person is probably looking at you in the same way. And so I feel like we should definitely give ourselves so much love and speak to ourselves and treat ourselves the way that we would our friends or the people we love in our lives, which is why we should be going on solo dates and we should be treating ourselves and we should be speaking to ourselves kindly and doing all the things that we do to friends. We should be doing it for ourselves. So let's get into the little Q&A segment. I am going to answer a couple questions you guys asked on Instagram. I'm going to start leaving the Q&A box on either Sunday or Monday, I have decided, because some of you guys said that you've been missing the Q&A box. So I'm going to leave it either, I can't like say for sure, because I mean, life is busy and it's just me like hanging out there. So it's not like I have anyone who's doing anything for me. So when I'm out of town or like traveling, I try to make sure that I'm like answering all of your messages and things over on the podcast Instagram. There I go with another yawn. I'm not prioritizing sleep. My goodness. I'm going to do that tonight. That's literally my goal. My goal number one after my solo date today. But it's just me. So I really want to make sure that I am answering all of your messages. Those are like, that's like my top priority with anything. Like, I answer every single DM on my Instagram, every single comment on my channel. I answer every single DM on the Love You Most pod Instagram. And I answer most comments on TikTok. I wouldn't say all, because like TikTok has a lot of comments, but I do answer most there. And I answer most of my comments on Instagram too, but every DM, yes. So anyway, long story short, some of you guys said that you were missing the Q&A box. So I'm going to put that on Sunday or Monday. So be on the lookout for that. And one of the questions you guys asked was tips for making friends freshman year of college. Freshman year is such a fun time because I feel like you're getting into the point where you're independent and you're able to just like make your own decisions. You're away from your parents and you can really like hone into who you are. I think the biggest tip is to like join different clubs and also be open to meeting new people. I think when I went into college my freshman year, I felt like I already had an idea of the type of friend that I wanted. Like, I don't know why I felt like this, and maybe it's because like the shows that we watch on TV or maybe the friends you have in high school are all kind of in a certain group. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you play sports, you probably have friends who play sports. Or if you're in theater, you probably have friends who are in theater. And maybe you have a couple of like people sprinkled in here and there who are not in those groups. But I feel like in high school, it's very like, people are very connected by the groups that they're in. Whereas in college, I feel like people are just like connected like through random things, not by groups, because you're going to have tons of different people in classes and also people in your dorm room. And then you're going to see people in the like, you know, student union building, and you're going to see people at events and football games. And so people just meet people in a bunch of random ways. So you don't really have like a specific like group that, I don't know, you'll be around all the time. Or if you do, like maybe you're in a sport or something like that, make sure that you're just opening yourself up to meeting people in all different like avenues. And I would say join different groups, but also like talk to the people that are in your class. Like if you're sitting next to someone, ask them their name, like ask, you know, why they had the like added the class in, what they're excited about. If you're in the student union building, maybe you are in line with someone, comment on their outfit or comment on their shoes they're wearing, or I don't know, just open your eyes up to the people around you. I feel like it's so easy to like hone in on the groups you're in. Just really open yourself up to different things. And another question you guys asked is to how, you said how to start working like you, what do you need to complete for beginners? Love you, keep inspiring us more. And I'm assuming you mean like to be an influencer, and I could give a whole episode on being an influencer. So let me know if that's something that you guys would want to listen to, or if you just want to know just for like, I don't know, your own questions, and maybe I could leave a Q&A box where you guys can ask specific like work questions. But I absolutely love what I do, but I started doing this as a hobby. And I think one thing that I wish I could tell people is like, so many people want to do what I do because they feel like it's a good source of income or it's a good job. But I feel like you have to like have a passion for this because it's a creative like thing, and you can't really like I feel like at work, you can go work for someone else and just kind of come in like type a little bit, you know, be like not super focused or honed in on like what you're doing, and then go home and like everything's 9 to 5 or, you know, 11 to 7, whatever hours you have, and then you go home and you're kind of like done. Whereas I feel like when you work for yourself, it becomes like a part of who you are almost, because it's like your baby and it's something that you're passionate about and you love. So I first would say make sure you have a passion for this kind of like work, whether it's creating or just like building community on the internet. And the second thing I would say is be consistent with whatever you decide to do, whether you decide to hang out on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok. Be incredibly consistent. I post, I can tell you exactly what I post every single week on every platform. I post 3 times a week on YouTube. I post every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and every video goes up at 6 a.m. I post every Friday for Love You Most Pod, and every podcast episode goes up at 5 a.m. I post every single day on Instagram, and every post goes up roughly around 3 p.m. I post, let me think, what else is there? I post every single day on TikTok, and either the TikTok will go up in the morning or it'll go up at night. And it really just depends on like what my analytics are looking like. I try to follow like on the back end, it'll show you like the best times. And that's like where I hang out. And I know what those numbers are and times because I am so incredibly consistent, because I know that if I show up for you guys will also show up for me. So if I am like building community, and that's literally all I care about, like I do not care about, I mean, I love the creative process, but like what I love most is like just building community with you guys and like talking and hanging out and learning together. And I feel like if I'm not like showing up consistently, then you guys won't know when like to show up for me, and like won't know what's coming up and like what I'm creating. So be incredibly consistent. Those are the first like two things that I'd say. But if you want a whole episode on that, let me know. I would love to share. One of you guys also asked what helps remind me to speak my truth. And I think what helps me most is to just be very like grounded in who I am. The more I'm grounded in who I am, the more comfortable I am to say what's on my mind. And another question you guys asked, and the last one I'll answer, is you said, what's been the most surprising thing about making podcasts? And I think the most surprising thing is, like, it is hard to build community here. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying that podcasting doesn't build community, because it definitely does, but it's such a different community. Like, on YouTube, anytime I post a video, immediately I can see comments. Like, we can all chat back and forth in the comments. Same with TikTok, same with Instagram. Like, there's kind of an immediate, like, community building factor, whereas on YouTube, it's a little bit delayed. And so if you guys leave a review, which I really encourage you to do, because I do read those and love them, and they make me feel that, like, community building feeling that I, like, so desperately want to create for us. But I feel like maybe over time the podcast Instagram will have more community building there. Like, as I don't know, ask more questions and you guys chat more, maybe there will be more there. But there really isn't a space for us to, like, hang out and talk. Like, there isn't a space for us to, like, go back and forth about our thoughts, or, like, you know, if I say something, you can't really say something back to what I said immediately, unless you're, like, leaving it in a review, or you're going to Instagram, like the Love You Most Pod Instagram or TikTok, which those are separate, like, platforms. So that's the only thing that, like, I was very surprised about. I kind of knew that that would be a different thing, but it's something I'm still learning. And let's just get into our little book segment. I have read so many books this month. I think so far I've read, like, 15 books so far this month, and I read a ton on vacation. I literally can't even go through all of them, just because we would be sitting here forever. But recently I read Ace of Spades, and that was such a good book. So I picked up Their Vicious Games, which is a book by a debut author that literally just, like, released this book, I want to say on the 15th or something. Like, it was literally this month, and I am loving that book. It's supposed to be kind of, like, similar to Ace of Spades / Squid Games, like the show on Netflix. So I've really been loving that book. It's, like, really, really good. I read Flawless by Elsie Silver. Was not impressed. I thought maybe, like, the book would get better. I don't know. I do not really care for books with spice that I don't feel actually, like, if spice is in a book, I need the couple to already feel like they are a solid couple. I don't need the spice to tell me they're a solid couple, if that makes sense. Like, the spice should be an additive, but it shouldn't be, like, the thing that solidifies their relationship, if that makes sense. So, yeah, I don't know. Flawless was hit or miss, but I did hear that Heartless by Elsie Silver, which is the second book in the Chestnut Springs series, is better. So I'm excited to read that. I also finished It's Not Summer Without You, which is the second book in the Summer I Turned Pretty series. Love, love, love that book. Love, love, love the first book. And I now feel like I can watch season two on Netflix of the show that came out. I haven't felt like I could watch it because I wanted to finish the, finish the books first. And that's all that I'll say about my books. But you guys can go to my Goodreads and, like, look at all of those if you guys want to, because I literally have been reading, like, just a wild amount. I will say that, and this kind of, like, going back to the surprising thing about podcasts, I still get nervous when I start podcasting. And I don't know if you guys notice, like, as I start the episode, I feel a little bit more, like, rigid. Like, I don't feel comfortable just, like, talking and just, I don't know, free-flowing my thoughts. And then as I get into the episode more, I get really comfortable and it feels like I'm literally talking to you, which is how I feel right now. So then I, like, get excited and I don't, like, want to get off the podcast because I'm, like, actually comfortable now. But it takes me a while to, like, warm up to talking on a mic. So that's something I'm still learning and something I was surprised by, because YouTube, I could be in a bonnet and, like, no makeup on and just straight, you know, chilling, relaxed, and I'm so comfortable there. So that's, you know, I just wasn't expecting that. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I love you most. I love you more than anyone you know. Well, maybe not, but I love you a lot, and I hope you have a great rest of your day. Bye, guys.